Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty back in the Southern Bank Corps studio. The guys are so happy to have me back. They're both gone, but I have managed to find Dima Mixon. He's on the job as always. No one has a clue where Kelly's at. Joining Dima today, too, is Glenn Dyer. We're going to go to both of those guys in just a second. Then we'll have Coach Owens on the show here in the next segment to talk about a new era of soccer for the University of Southern Mississippi. And that, of course, is very exciting. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit as we broadcast from the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Oak Grove. All right, let's go to the campus. You know, we often say no one covers Southern Miss sports like the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And, buddy, when you got Dima Mixon and Glenn Dyer on the same call reporting from a media event, it doesn't get much better. I'll let either one of you guys start, but tell me what was the headline of today's press conference regarding not only the New Orleans Bowl, but I guess the first public appearance of the new interim head football coach.
Yeah, I guess I'll start. You know, it was a really kind of surreal moment because, of course, we were there a week ago, last Wednesday, for Charles Huff's final press conference, you know, and now we're here a week later, and Blake Anderson's there, and he's talking about how he's ready to lead this team into a bowl game, and I thought it was great, and of course, the biggest headline for me was that he said that 99% of the team is going to play in the bowl game, so that would pretty much mean, I would assume, all of your key players going to play in that bowl game. He also said the coaches that are leaving to go with Huff to Marshall will stay here and coach the bowl game. So those two pieces of information were not known before today, so that was really good to hear from him. And then we got to also hear from Braylon Braxton and Chris Jones, and I'll let Glenn kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Glenn?
Yeah, those guys seem to be on a mission. They, you know, Braylon mentions it as soon as Coach Huff announced what he was going to do, and as soon as he left the room, Braylon stood up with another team captain, Josh Moten, and just told, you know, the other 85 guys there, said, hey, we're going to go play this game. We're going to, you know, we're going to freaking win this game. You know, they're fired up about it. So I think, you know, all engines ahead for these guys. They're excited to play this game. And he mentioned, hey, this is the last college football game I'm ever going to play in my life. So I'm going to play this game that way. And he also, I think we're going to get to see a relatively healthy Braylon Braxton as well. So that should open up a large portion of Blake Anderson's playbook that he's had to close down for the last two or three games.
Glenn, in an era where there's so much chaos in college sports and you hear kids opting out of bowl games, et cetera, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. How refreshing is that to hear what you just said about Braylon Braxton stepping up and 99% of these kids wanting to go represent the university in this bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks to the culture here. Obviously, Coach Huff built a great culture. I mean, those guys wouldn't have followed him all the way over here if he hadn't have done that already at Marshall, too. But this is a player-led football team. It's not always that you have one of those. A lot of times it's coaches. You can't, you know, kids are a little different these days. Not so many. It's a little harder to find true leaders, you know. But Braylon Braxton and some of the other seniors lead this football team. And he made the statement, you know, regardless of who's coaching this game, me and these guys are going to go play this football game. And we're going to play and to win this game. Yeah. So that's, you know, mature kids, good kids, and that's their mindset. They're on a mission.
That's just great news right there, I think. Dima, Blake Anderson's no stranger to this program. He's been here before, very successful, I think, in both of his tenures as a head coach. That continuity, And what you say about the assistants, it doesn't appear to me that the team will miss a lick.
No, I don't think so. And something to add off of what Glenn just said, Braylon was also talking about that, you know, it doesn't matter who's coaching, number one, but number two is like the players are the ones who got them here, so the players are going to finish it. And that's what Braylon said. And I thought that was just awesome to hear. And I even asked him, Bob, about what you're talking about, like Notre Dame not playing in a bowl game, you know, all these teams opting out of bowl games and players opting out. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, everybody has a different thing. But he said, listen, I don't know why you don't want to play football, and we all want to play football here. So, you know, that's the mindset there. As for Blake, you know, he was asked today. He was asked point blank, actually, you know, do you want the head coaching job here? And he said, yes, I'd love to coach here. It's been a dream of mine. He says, I love this university. You know, and I've made the administration very clear that I'm very interested in the head coaching role. So I thought that was interesting to hear as well. We also got to hear from Chris Jones, who, of course, was on the team last season, who didn't get to experience a bowl game. And, man, he's just fired up to be able to play in the Superdome, get around the Saints facilities because he's been a lifelong Saints fan. So there was a lot of great sound bites today. And when I get back in the studio Monday, I'll be out of town this weekend, but Monday we'll play some of those sound bites on the air.
Do you think Chris Jones is coming back?
I do. If I had to put my money on it, he's such a Southern Miss kid. His family loves Southern Miss. And I know Glenn can comment on that more than me, but, you know, Chris Jones has always loved this university, you know, and I think it proved it last year. I mean, if there was anybody who could have jumped in the portal last season, it was Chris Jones, but he decided to stay even with a 1-11 team.
Yeah. I mean, to echo that, he does. He loves the university. He's a mature kid. Yeah, I mean, he realizes that Southern Miss gave him his chance to show what he could do. Obviously, he's going to have some money thrown at him. If he does decide to stay here, they are going to have to sweeten the pot significantly. I mean, he's not getting a ton of money right now. I heard a number last week that kind of surprised me. There are guys that don't play as near the snaps he does, making three times more. So they're going to have to come to the table with some money for Chris to make this, you know, make it a realization, him staying here. And he's got great parents. His dad kind of runs the business side of this thing behind the scenes. And, mm-hmm. you know, they'll make the best decision for Chris. But I think Chris and his family love Hattiesburg and love Southern Miss.
Glenn,
that's in our pocket.
Let me put you on the spot for just a second. In my absence, obviously, I was keeping up as much as I could. And you know, you hear these two names that keep coming up, and that was Blake Anderson and, of course, Hugh Freeze. And I know that you're not prepared to say that none of us know, but is it fair to say that Blake Anderson at this point would have to be seen as the front runner? And in your opinion, how serious at all is the talk about Hugh Freeze?
Yeah, Blake's definitely the front runner. That's a given. I've heard conflicting stories on Freeze. I've heard, heard he was in town yesterday, but I couldn't confirm that. But nothing would surprise me in this day and age of college football. I mean, Hugh Freeze is a talented football coach. If Hugh Freeze wants to interview for my position, if I'm the AD, I probably want to, you know, let him bend my ear, see what it's about. But there are four or five guys, you know, that are going to be in the mix for this, and I think Jeremy knew weeks ago this was a possibility, and I think the search for a coach started probably 21 days ago, and I expect us to have a new head coach by this time next week. It's going to get done fast.
Okay, and that kind of took my next question, and I was going to throw that at you, D, but put a timeline on it. You agree with Glenn, maybe within a week? Let me rephrase the question. Prior to the bowl game, will we know who the head coach is going to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be probably before next Wednesday, to be fully honest. You know, this isn't something, and I said it on the show, I know you were out, Bobby, on Monday, but this isn't something they can kind of just sit on their hands for. They got to get this guy in. They got to get him his system in, his coaching staff in, because the transfer portal opens January 2nd, whether we like it or not. And with only 9 signees, this has to be an incredible transfer portal class for the Golden Eagles. And so getting a guy in here next week could really set them up well, getting a coaching staff in here. I mean, I would assume it would be pretty much filled as far as the entire coaching staff by the bowl game.
Yeah. Glenn, when you look back on 2026, could you have ever envisioned the year ending with us having this conversation?
No, I really not. But, you know, when they hired Coach Huff last year, that was a bit of a surprise for me, too. I mean, Jeremy pulled kind of a coup with that. And I expect him to do the right thing for Southern Miss again. I mean, college football more than ever is such a business, and to be honest, it's quasi, it's a dirty business, really.
Right.
It's a tough deal. It's, you know, back in the days when the kids came to get their three squares and go to school and get a degree and, you know, play 4 years of football and then go on with their lives, that's over with. I mean, it's kids come in now with a number. This is my number. I mean, it's still hard for me to absorb and accept.
Yeah, those were the days, right, Glenn?
Yeah, so long ago when you built a program. You don't build a program anymore. You rebuild a roster every 12 months.
No question. Hey, look, just a few seconds left. I'll throw this to either one of you guys. Have we heard anything from Jeremy since all of this went down? Anything public? Did he have anything to say today?
No, he did not. And I was really hoping we'd get a press conference with him. I would assume that would happen when the new coach is announced. But, yeah, so nothing there. And I did want to congratulate. I know you have this new soccer coach in studio, so I wanted to congratulate him too. So,
yeah.
And wish I was there to interview him. But congratulations,
well,
coach.
Well, I'm telling you, he's nothing but a winner, winner, winner. I'm sitting here looking at his record. I'm pretty fired up about soccer. Hey, guys, I can't tell you how great it's to have you both on at the same time. This is big time coverage when you got Glenn Dyer and Dima mixing together. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you. Enjoyed it, Bob. Thank you.
All right. Glenn Dyer and Dima Mixon. And look, there's a lot of questions about football. There is none about women's soccer. And those of us that follow all sports at Southern Miss are very excited to introduce our next guest and new soccer coach, Danny Owens. Stay with us, everybody.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back to that opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, like it is every day on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And, of course, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove. Southern Bancorp, great place to do some banking. They're down in Midtown and great, great guys and just a tremendous organization, Southern Bancorp. We appreciate all they do. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. That's where former Southern Miss baseball star Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, they're family-operated since 1985. They are massive Southern Miss supporters. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and again, big USM supporters. All right. A lot of things swirling around the football team, obviously, but not the women's soccer team. It's in great hands. Danny Owens has come over and taking over the reins of the soccer team after 21 incredible years at William Carey University, 19 winning seasons, 358 wins against just 72 losses, 20-2 this year, Southern States Athletic Conference Tournament champions. Coach, you've had a remarkable career at the William Carey University, and you expressed to me in my office you're obviously excited about this new venture, but like everything, it got to be bittersweet to a degree.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on. But, yeah, I mean, William Carey was great. It was, really home to me. I went to school there and, obviously I had an opportunity to start my coaching career there and had a lot of wonderful, great years there. So it was, tough to leave, but I'm really excited about coming to USM and kind of starting a new career, if you will, a new path, yeah. New goal.
You had high praise, and I completely agreed with you about the high-character athletic director you're going to be working for in Jeremy McClain.
He's been great from the first time he called me. We've had a handful of talks. Been really helpful just in this transition. Some things that I needed to get going. He's been helpful, And like I told you earlier, you know, last night I was in the office and had a question about something, and he came down and we worked through it. So, you know, really he's been great through all this process and really helpful, and I'm excited to work on
it. You also told me it was 7:30 at night and he was still in his office working.
He was still there. We were still there. He has his things he's doing, and we're just trying.
He's got a little something on his plate right now.
A little something on his mind. I kind of felt bad going down there and asking him the question, but that's just kind of how he's been with me over this, you know, first week. So.
Right. Tell me about your team. Have you met with these kids, and what's your first impressions?
So I met with them on Friday when I was introduced, but that was kind of a quick meet and greet. But yesterday and today I've had all individual meetings and just try to get to know those players as a person, kind of their soccer background, and then just kind of their thoughts on kind of the program. And then I wanted to let them know kind of my thoughts on this, at least the spring and kind of the goals. So all positive. You know, I told all of them, you know, there's some girls that got into the portal and left, and those players have stuck around. And I told, you know, there was a reason why they stayed here at Southern Miss. They always obviously love Southern Miss. And I think they're excited about a new opportunity. It's a new opportunity for them. New coaching staff kind of gives them a fresh slate. And then kind of the same for us. So, and then any new players that we get in, it's just going to be something new for everybody, kind of a new fresh start for the program.
What are your three biggest priorities as you and I sit here and talk?
One is got to build a roster. You know, we start spring in January, February. So just being able to build a roster, really learning just Southern Miss and the ins and outs of the day-to-day. What's, you know, the selling points and just the academics and just really getting to know Southern Miss. And then just starting from a recruiting, just starting to branch out, get my name out there, let people know in the state of Mississippi and regionally that I'm the coach here. And a lot of those people I know just from being in the business for so long. And, you know, again, just let them know that I'm here at Southern Miss Soccer, and just kind of branch out and start building those ties for recruiting in the future.
Will you be hitting the portal? Will the portal be important to you to get this thing off the ground?
Yes, sir. We've hit it. I mean, Jeremy, part of just in the conversation, Jeremy was very patient and kind of allowed me to get through the season. He never offered me the job, but we continued to talk. And I mean, as soon as we lost, it was almost a day. You know, it was like, I'm really sorry you lost, but we got to get moving on this if this is what you want. So came in Friday and, you know, got kind of a crash course Friday and over the weekend, and we've just been hitting the portal. The portal actually closes on the 15th, so we don't, you know, we're kind of behind. We're a month behind almost, but we've hit it. We've, you know, reached out to people and, again, just trying to see what we can bring in.
So I guess with timing, you couldn't recruit high school kids now that could play for you in the coming season. Am I wrong or right about
no,
that?
No, you could. You could if they're still available.
I see.
Yeah, so any players that are graduating in May that are still available, you could recruit some of them. Some, again, I've reached out to some people, and there's some really hotbed recruiting spots. Like I have a friend in North Carolina, and a lot of they're so big, a lot of their players don't get recruited. So I've got something set up in January to go meet with those guys and kind of see who's still available, and just there's just not enough spots for everybody. So there's players out there. It's just that's what we're trying to do now.
Well, I don't want you to name any names, but obviously in today's world, a lot of times when coaches change teams, they bring some of their kids with them. Do you anticipate that?
Yeah, it's potentially. We actually have one player who's graduating from William Carey, and she's getting her master's degree at USM in nutrition. So that was kind of
natural.
Yeah, she was going to be at Southern Miss. So, but really something we wanted to kind of see what we had, kind of see what was in the portal, just kind of have a look, and then kind of working backwards, if you will, that way.
I understand. Yeah. And I know you haven't been doing this long, but as you kind of look at your squad right now, what are the areas that you feel like you're going to need quickly to go find help in?
We're going to need goals. A lot of the players that transferred were attacking, you know, midfielders, forwards. And so just by the players that are on the roster, there's not a lot of attacking players. So, you know, we want to strengthen in every area, but We need to go get some midfielders who can help transition from the back to the front, and then some forwards who can help put the ball in the back of the net.
Coach, describe what you think, if there is a big difference, in NAIA soccer, collegiate soccer, and Division I soccer.
So I think the game's the game. I mean, soccer, it's, you know, played in 11 people inside of white lines. And so I think the game's a game. But I think the biggest difference is going to be the athleticism of competing in Division I, the athleticism of the Sun Belt. You know, we have some SEC opponents and some non-conference stuff. So the game will be faster. The players are more physical. You're going to need faster players, more athletic players than maybe that I was playing with at William Carey. So I think it's just from a player standpoint, and then from a, you know, there's everybody's a good coach. Everybody's going to work hard. So taking for granted that maybe you can outcoach the other coach, that's not going to be the case. So just really making sure we have game plans and plan A and plan B and plan C. And so I think those two are really the biggest.
Are you pretty satisfied with the core of your roster now that you have? Early glance, obviously.
Yeah, an early glance. So, you know, I haven't seen all of them. I actually, and just because I'm a soccer fan, it followed Southern Miss over the years, not just this year, but I've watched them play. So, yeah, I mean, there's some good players. And, again, these players had a chance to leave, and, they're here.
Yeah,
and
there
so
you go.
That's just saying that. They obviously love Southern Miss, and they want to win, and that was in part of our meetings. That was very apparent, as they want to win. So I think just that mentality and that fresh start, and hey, this is, you know, we're committed to doing that and turning this program around. You know, that's probably the first thing you need.
I know in baseball, the head coaches actually put their schedules together. Is that the same in soccer?
It is. So the conference does the conference schedule.
Correct,
Then we'll do the non-conference. Sure.
So is your schedule for the coming year already in stone?
There's a couple more games that are needed. So probably two games, maybe two preseason games. So that's something I've looked at it. Kind of made some like connections with a couple coaches about playing, but really our focus has really been just figuring out the portal and USM stuff, and so that'll be probably something next week that I'll really, you know, I need two games, so probably reach out and try to lock those down and maybe get another preseason game.
All right, Coach, there's a big Southern Miss audience that listens to this show. We're happy to say, what's your message to them? What would you like to say to them?
Well, that. Obviously need your support. I think if you come, you'll see a good brand of soccer, a lot of free flowing, exciting, getting forward, you know, scoring goals, and then hopefully a team that you can really rally behind. And we plan to push for a Sun Belt Conference and you know, even make an NCAA tournament. So please come out and support these players and Southern Miss.
Well, your record certainly shows you know what you're doing, and I know that everybody that follows USM Soccer is excited to have you here. We're appreciative that you came in the studio. We'll look forward to many more visits with you down the line.
Thanks for having me.
All right, new soccer coach Danny Owens, everybody. When we come back, Heath Hinton's going to join me from Big Gold Nation. Stay there.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Danny Owens, the new soccer coach at Southern Miss, for coming to our studio today. Always enjoy meeting new members of the athletic staff. No question, based on his history, he will do a great job. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. Still time to get down there and do some Christmas shopping. They've got a great pro shop. Lots of good baseball and softball merchandise for our kids on your list, or you could get a gift card, or you could get a gift card to an upcoming camp, or just a gift card to come down and use their state-of-the-art facilities. It's all at DBAT on Hardy Street. We really do appreciate all they do for our program, as we do MCS Home Center And that's where you go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's all at MCS Home Center. They're the new improvement center, home improvement center for Hattiesburg. Local folks eager to help you. Hank Lott and his family own it. They're just the salt of the earth. Wonderful people. 7329 Highway 98 West, MCS Home Center. Big Southern Miss supporters. As is my next guest, Heath Hinton, who is the proprietor of Big Gold Nation. And I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Glenn Dyer at the start of the show, Heath. If I'd have told you January 1 of 2025 that on December the 10th, of 2025, we would be talking about who's going to be the next Southern Miss football coach. You'd have thought I was crazy, right?
I would have been like, you know, 30%, there's no way it's happening. 20%, you're crazy. And the rest of it is college football now. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because this is just a crazy time in college sports.
No question it is. And, you know, I've been out of town for the last couple of days at our year-end corporate meetings, and so I really hadn't had a chance to talk to any of you guys much. But I'm going to tell you, and look, I get everything comes down to money. I clearly understand that. I still find it hard to swallow that things have evolved to a point that leaving Southern Miss to coach the Memphis Tigers would be considered that big a step up in college coaching.
Unfortunately, you know, it is with TV money, with the revenue that the AAC gets. And when you're talking about Memphis has a FedEx behind them and throwing a bunch of money in there, their last coach made $2.2 million. I hate to say it, but it's just the day and age of college sports. Now, saying that, yes, they get more money, but their conference is also spread out everywhere. And their travel budgets are just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, they can pay more. And that's just the day and age of college sports we live in, Bob.
It's not going to change anytime soon, is it, Heath?
No, it's not. It's not going to change. It's just like I'm hearing about, college football playoffs is about the 12 best teams getting in, and James Madison and Tulane don't belong. Well, when you look at the playoffs in any sports, when has the 12 best teams ever made the playoffs in any sports? It's not about the 12 best teams making the playoffs. It's about the 12 teams that have earned their way into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen an NFC South team that was 8-8 make the playoffs? Why an NFC East team that was 10-6,
right,
you know, got left out because they didn't qualify?
Right.
It's just, it's all about making everybody feel better, and you know, they really, the money that's involved, it's just really changed the game.
Look, I realize the circumstances were different from the size of the field, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, when you think back to, was it last year or year before that the Florida State gets left out of the playoffs and they had lost, I think, one game all year? And you correct me now where my math may be wrong. And then, 2 years later, a three-loss Alabama team gets in. I was at a corporate meetings, and I was talking to quite a number of Ole Miss fans when I was there, and they were all of the same opinion. Alabama is in the playoffs because of the A in front of their name. What do you make of a three-loss Alabama being in the national playoffs?
I mean, did they earn their way in there? Or did they fall into it? It's a, it's one of those things. When you added more teams, you allowed the SEC and these power conferences to be able to get more teams in. They weren't going to allow the group of six to have a representative without them being able to get a couple of more teams in, and that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing that now. Alabama at 10-3. Probably doesn't deserve to be in, but they're in. Notre Dame got left out. They're mad at the ACC because, you know, I don't even understand that. ACC has to promote a program in their conference that is in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame isn't in football, but they're in every other sport. So they have to go with Miami. Plus, Miami won the head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people everywhere – the Power Four is going to get what they want, and what they want is more teams in, and that's what adding more teams to the playoffs have done.
Are we ever going to see a day where you have the national playoffs for the Power Four and a national playoff for the group of five?
I think one day you'll eventually see it. I really do. I think it's just the playing fields aren't level.
No.
They're not. And with the way that TV money is when the SEC teams are getting, you know, $45, $50 million each from ESPN, it's they're loading the – let's be honest. And they're the ones that are putting out Sun Belt Conference games, and they're not giving the Sun Belt Conference that type of money. They're loading the – let's be honest, they're loading the box.
Right, right.
It's a loaded deck at that point.
No, completely. And here's another thing that I wish someone could address. And I'm not singling out Mississippi State. They're not the first school that's ever done it. But Heath, when a 5-7 school goes to a bowl game, then the bowl game has sort of lost its credibility. I mean, at what point did we lose sight of the fact that you earn your way into bowl games?
I mean, you know, I'll credit them. The only way they're getting in at 5-7 is because they're academic. So if you're going to allow a 5-7 team to get in, at least judge it off their academics, which is what you're supposed to be in school for.
Mm-hmm.
So credit there. You know, when these teams are bowl eligible that decide to opt out, and I don't understand, you're keeping a guy that's a senior on that team from playing their last game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're keeping fans away from seeing that team play, or parents who didn't go to the last game of the season to see their son play because they're only able to make one game. So they say, we're going to go to the bowl game. And now they're not going to be able to see their son play anymore this season.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, opting out is just a bad look. And to be honest with you, for some teams, and I'll say Notre Dame, it sounds a little whiny.
Yeah,
it's whiny and childish.
I think that they kind of remind me, you know, of the 15-year-old that was told he couldn't go out with his friends that night, and so he's pouted up in his room.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what Notre Dame, I think, appears like right now. All right, a couple minutes left. I'm going to let you fill in the blank here. I'm going to put you on the spot, okay? This is Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation finishing this sentence. The next head football coach of the University of Southern Mississippi will be?
I have no idea. if you put me to it, I'd probably say Blake.
Yeah.
I mean, Blake, been here before. He has experience here. He knows what the culture is. Been successful in the Sun Belt. I just think, you know, bring in some good coordinators. And Blake takes over. But honestly, I have no idea. Jeremy keeps these things pretty close to the vest.
No, he does. I had people tell me this weekend, Southern Miss needs to make a, and this was the term, quote-unquote, splash hire. To which I said, well, that would be great if Southern Miss had $10 million, you know, like an LSU, to go hire a coach. What do you make of that talk? They've got to have a splash hire.
I think Coach Huff was as close to a splash hire as Southern Miss could possibly get. And Coach Huff did his job. He came in and he proved that Southern Miss, you can still win at Southern Miss with the resources that are in place. And I think just the personnel needs to be able to continue that success.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a splash hire to continue the success. You need a splash hire to start the success. And that's exactly what Coach Huff did. And that was a splash hire to a certain extent. For a guy who won the championship in a conference to go to a team that won one game year before, that was kind of a splash hire. And I think you want a guy that's going to come in and continue the progress that Coach Huff started. And maybe a splash hire is not what's needed now, Bob. Maybe it's somebody that can come in and win and keep that momentum going.
And provide some continuity.
And, yeah, it provides some continuity.
And you, I'm sure you remember, you look back, there were a lot of people that think Blake Anderson should have been hired when Ellis Johnson was hired. He was trying to get the job back then.
Yeah, that was one of those to the top moments in Southern Miss history for sure. The Ellis Johnson hire, a lot of people are still, you know, questioning it when you had Blake there. And my, how things might would have been different if Blake would have been hired, because look what he did in a few years at Arkansas State. So you never know, and now he gets a chance maybe to take the reins that, you know, a lot of people thought that he should have.
Mm-hmm.
Could keep that momentum in the same way. So might be a good hire to hire Blake. You never know.
Can you stick around a few more minutes?
Sure, buddy.
Heath Hinton's with me from Big Gold Nation, as we're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Course studio here in Oak Grove. Hey, don't forget about Mo Baby and Yay Company. That's a great place for desserts when you're out Christmas shopping. They make those delicious beignets when you order them. 2902 Hardy Street, check out their Facebook page. And if you want a really nice Christmas gift, check out Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful, as is their new showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues in just a moment.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Great place for lunch or dinner. Great place to catch all the weekend ball games. Not that the Golden Eagles are done playing, at least until the bowl game. And if you want to catch some good college football this weekend, go down there, get yourself some good shrimp poor boys or some other good thing off the menu and get yourself a cold PBR. Or if you're like me, I would prefer a cold glass of sweet tea and enjoy college football with our really good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, our Eagle Hour podcast is how thousands of you follow us every month, and we're very grateful to you for that. You can continue to hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And before we return to our friend Heath Hinton, I want to say, everybody that listens to the show, we thank you very much for that. I just came back from year-end corporate meetings in Jackson, and happy to say that in January, the Eagle Hour will enter its 11th year of broadcasting. Full endorsement, full total support from the owner, Steve Davenport, and the CEO, Kim Dillon, and for that, I just really can't express my gratitude. They have supported us since the day we brought the show on the air, and they continue to do that in a big way. A lot of news that I can't share right now, but there's going to be a lot of improvements and expansions of the program in the new year, and we look forward to bringing you that news as it develops, so just stay tuned for that. And we think you're going to like some of the improvements and changes we're going to make internally into the format of the show. And we're very excited about the Eagle Hour expanding even more in the year 2026. And, you know, one of the things that's made the program so successful are our great friends and guests like Heath Hinton, who operates Big Gold Nation and has made so many contributions to the show. And, you know, we certainly want to thank Heath and everybody who has been such a big part and remains such a big part of the program. So, Heath, I do thank you personally for all the contributions you've made, and look forward to a lot more of these type conversations with you in the new year, my friend.
And thank you for having me on, and I just want to make you happy and say it's less than 30 days, Bob.
We're getting close, aren't we, Heath?
We're getting close, buddy.
We're getting close. Let's talk about Blake Anderson for a minute. Been here before, head coach at two universities. Really nice guy. I mean, I think really one of the true nice guys in college sports. I want to ask you, you know, A, would you be surprised if Blake were named the head coach? Adema said earlier in the show he thinks that announcement could come within a week. And then I want to ask you your reaction to what I'm going to be frank with you. And I've spoken to him and congratulated him, and I hope that he has nothing but wonderful success. And that's our former coach, Will Hall, of course, who was on this show many, many times. Now the head coach at Tulane. Let's start there. Were you surprised by that?
I think anybody that told you they weren't would be lying. That was definitely a surprise. I mean, let's be honest, Will's 4 years here. Yes, he went to a bowl game 1 year, and you know, you're talking about one of those 5-7 teams. They beat a 5-7 team in that bowl game for their winning season. You know, I spoke to Will earlier this year to ask him a question about something totally, you know, off the record about something, wasn't about Southern Miss. And we got to talking about Southern Miss, and, you know, he's very frank with me, very open with me about it, you know, his fault. He hopes to learn from that mistake, but he was very honest. And I've always said Will's a great guy. I think Will's one of the nicest guys in coaching. It's just, for whatever reason, which there were a lot of them, it didn't work well here. And I wish him nothing but the best at Tulane, except when, you know, they play Southern Miss upcoming. And, hey, it was a shock, Bob. It was a shock, but sometimes, these crazy things turn out to be, you know, good for the school. We'll see. I don't know. Tulane, they made this decision. It seemed like the players are happy, but I have to say it's one of the odder decisions I've seen.
Yeah, no question. I have a minute left. I'm not even on the bottom of the list. I'm not even near the list of people that Jeremy McClain would ask for advice about hiring anybody, but it would seem to me that Blake Anderson could be a natural fit, knows the program, knows the community, the university. It could be a seamless transition almost, it would seem to me, Heath.
Yeah, I think it would be, and I think it would just be a continuation. He'd bring in some new coordinators and new strength conditioning guy that he knows. Yeah, I think it would be a really good fit for him, and I think Southern Miss would really, really do well with that hire, so I think it would be.
Yeah. When do you expect to know? We've got about 10 seconds left. When would you expect an announcement?
I think next week, maybe right after the bowl game, something like that, I think you'll have an announcement.
I got you. All right, Heath, I appreciate you, man, and hope you.
Thank you, buddy.
Hope you continue to have a great countdown to Christmas.
Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you too, Bob.
All right, Heath Hinton, everybody from Big Gold Nation, really do appreciate his input. All right, I think Kelly's back in the studio tomorrow. Dima's out for a couple of days, but there's plenty to be talking about, obviously. And we're going to do our very best to keep you right on top and be the first to report anything important that we hear our way. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really do appreciate it. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.